Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current and post-student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 19, 1951, the Barbados Advocate highlighted a few Barbadians from the parish of St. Joseph who had reached an admirable milestone. Mary Jane Bowen of Sylvan's Village was at this time 101 years old. Affectionately referred to as Sissy Bowen, this woman was 5'6 in stature and blind in both eyes. She was cared for by 81-year-old Teresa Springer and was good friends with 118-year-old supercentenarian Mrs. Christian Kelman. Although she did not remember the exact date she was born, Mrs. Boyne's memory was quite sharp for her age. She recalled being a student of the Chalky Mount Mixed School where Mr. Marshall was the headmaster. Likewise, she remembered when sugar sold at a shilling per pound and rice at 12 cents a pint. Throughout her life, she made a living as a huckster and had been doing so up until 1940. One of her distinct memories was the May 1902 ash fall when the La Soufrière volcano in St. Vincent erupted. As with subsequent eruptions in 1979 and 2021, the ash blanketed the island of Barbados. She had outlived two husbands. The first was Joseph Roach, who unfortunately lost his life when the manjack pit he was working in caved in. Her second husband was Edward Boyne, a field overseer. Despite her many hardships, including her dilapidated housing, loss of vision, and having lost her first child, Sissy was known for her vibrant smile and had hopes of seeing many more years. Although she did not raise any of her own, she was a godmother to over 300 children. Another resident of St. Joseph who had reached a ripe old age was Mrs. Louise Pinky da Silva. She also lived in St. Sylvan's and was well known as Malu. Malu was born on December 25, 1859, the first of 14 children, and was well-traveled, having visited as many as 30 countries. Throughout these travels, she had made some meaningful connections, having been married three times to a Guyanese, a Trinidadian, and a St. Lucian, respectively. Each of these relationships yielded seven children, with 20 sons and one daughter in total. Not surprisingly, her legacy was extensive, as her large brood granted her over 300 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Barbados had and continues to boast of citizens reaching milestone ages, so reflected by these three women whose long lives were highlighted in the Barbados Advocate on this day, January 19, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.